Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Straight talk, no nonsense, honest debate. This is the Roy Green Show.
My webpage is roygreenshow.com, roygreenshow.com. And you can read my posts there and reply to them, and you can also listen back to anything that we air in the podcast, and you can subscribe to our podcast. Just go to roygreenshow.com and click on the appropriate button and link, and you'll be receiving our podcasts regularly. That's roygreenshow.com. So they're called Generation Z. I have no idea what comes after Generation Z. It's like, are you people the last ones? Anyway, they're certainly younger than the boomers. They're younger than the millennials. And they see life very, very, I think, significantly differently to many other generations. They've grown up differently. And as I said before, technology is just an extension of their daily life. So Global News has been airing a series on Generation Z, their likes, their dislikes, their expectations, their plans, their future. And here's some of what's been aired. Have a listen. You'll find this very interesting.
I define Generation Z as being very unique and everyone having their own ways of thinking, their own mindset.
I feel like our generation knows what they want.
We're creators, we're innovators, we're entrepreneurs, activists.
On time, in time, online. One time for your mind, instant access, pay less, no stress, high performance, never settle for less.
I would define my generation as a generation that exists within the fringes of complete immersion in technology and dabbling into technology.
Our generation is very technologically impacted. So like technology really like it's taken over our generation. When we go to school, we're on our phones or computers, or they're using projectors to teach us.
I would say Generation Z is very pragmatic and more sensible when it comes to issues of, you know, career choice.
It might be the one generation that is the hardest to define just because of how diverse it is. It's not a monolith.
Some stereotypes about my generation are that we don't like to work, that we are constantly on our phones, which is probably true, at least in my case. I feel like all teens aren't that lazy. Like, some might be lazy because, like, everyone's not lazy. Like, many people are interested in extracurricular activities or sports in general.
The way we've grown up just leads a lot of other generations to believe that we are, just in our screens, we're buried in social media.
I use Instagram, I use WhatsApp, I use Snapchat, I use YouTube.
I use a bunch. I use Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook.
The one I use the most is probably Instagram. And that's just to keep up with the times, see what celebrities are doing, see what my friends are doing.
I get my news on Snapchat and Instagram, like everything that's like from like shootings or like stabbings or whatever happens.
My ultimate dream is to be a talk show host, and I'd love for them to play this clip when I have my show. I feel like that's not even going to be a thing in the future, so honestly, I have no idea. Whoever's hiring, I'm literally down.
I see my path being very entrepreneurial. I'm happy with just a small business as long as I have that control, and if I want to take a month off, I can do that even when I'm, 40.
For Generation Z, I think instead of work-life balance, it's almost like work-life integration. The very act of living revolves around work and making it so meaningful that it doesn't even feel like, a job.
Activism, it's a lot through social media. That's one way to reach a whole mass of people. Like the hashtag Me Too movement.
Unfortunately, sometimes activism just dwindles down to a hashtag, but hashtags start conversations and hopefully conversations lead to action.
I think activism, it's not rioting in the streets. It's just sending a very powerful message and getting people to listen and understand what the problem is and giving them the opportunity to fix that problem.
You'll see on social media, like relationship goals, something like that, yeah. People think that's cool now. It's like more popular, and like lots of kids my age do date and have relationships. To me, it's a waste of time because like we're so young.
In my age group, people are always talking about dating and marriage and stuff like that, and everyone's really overdramatic about it. It makes me laugh sometimes.
Constantly being featured on, you know, one Snapchat stories, like that is, I think, what some people in Generation Z consider to be a meaningful relationship.
Care about what our generation is called because Generation Z doesn't define us in any way.
I never really hear people call me that. Like, I think everyone just calls anyone born like 1990 on just millennials. They don't remember there's another generation in there.
I actually am not fond of Generation Z, the name, because it implies that there's an end. You know, like the alphabet, it's like, that's where it ends.
I think it's a pretty cool name.
Fulfill your lifelong dream, webcam, live stream, high-speed connection, your reflection, next generation, interactive communication, who's in the biz with the text messages, hardware, software, server providers.
There we are, Generation Z, 1995 to 2010. Have we decided in Canada, are we still saying Z, or are we converting to Z? I hear younger people saying Z more often than Z. When I say it's Z and all, you know what I get back, right? Every single time. Yeah, like ZZ Top. Please, stop that. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'll tell you about the next hour. Stay with us.